Caribbean wingman, Alan Warren.
Well, this is the country's most listened to radio show and social media show about RVing and the RV lifestyle with your RV wingman, who helps you steer clear of potential expensive problems with your RV and helps you connect with the best RV dealers in the country. You can stay connected with your RV wingman and our show at drvshowusa.com. So let's run out to line two. Jeff, you are up.
Hey, Jeff, I see that you want to tell us about Road Trip Mojo. What's happening?
How you doing, Alan? Thanks for having me on board.
You betcha. What is RoadTripMojo.com?
RoadTripMojo.com, a little backstory. I'm a lifelong South Florida resident, been camping, tent camping with my father years ago. And then a buddy introduced me, invited me to go up to a music festival up in Virginia, and we car camped. And so you take your car, you take a tent, you sort of live out of the two for 4 or 5 nights and really had a good time. And then within a year or so, he bought an RV, bought a trailer, and then we kept going to music festivals and enjoying ourselves. And a little bit later, my wife and I bought one as well. He had a Grand Design. I got a Coachman Freedom Express, and we enjoyed the camping. We enjoyed the music festivals. A lot of festivals have camping involved with them as far as lodging, where to stay, whether you primitive tent in the woods or where you bring in a glamper, a big camper with you, and we're hooked. And so we wanted to share the concept, share the community with people, give people tips and ideas of how to camp at a music festival, as well as just camp. It's not all about the music. It can be a musical arts festival, but it can also be just camping and road tripping and having fun along the way. So that's what Road Trip Mojo is all about.
Is it a group, a club, a website, or all of the above, or none of the above?
Well, we like to think of it as a community. So what we have is we have a Facebook page, so facebook.com/RoadTripMojo. We have a blog site called RoadTripMojo.com. The Facebook page also has a group associated with it, and we have an Instagram, and we share lots of stuff. We've shared stuff from you guys. We've shared stuff from other organizations through just hitting the share tab, but I'm a career writer, so I write a lot of our content, a lot of our blogs that really dig a little deeper into what the camping experience is about and also what the festival camping experience is about. So it's sharing content with people and getting other people to share and enjoy what we're doing as well and what they've learned along the way.
So if I go to RoadTripMojo.com, and I think we've got it on the screen for our people watching the live stream, but what will I learn? Will I see events that are in upcoming events, or tell me what will I find on your website?
Sure. On the website, now the Facebook page has a lot more upcoming content as far as festivals that are coming up, festivals that we will be going to, and one of the things we do, we love every morning after a late night of festing, we serve up the morning Joe. We bring a percolator and we give out coffee to people who come by because their eyes are groggy. They need to get it all together and get themselves back in order for another day of music. But at the website, at the blog, we share, tips and ideas that we've shared, stories that we have. I delved into a little bit of my own backstory on there about what got me back into music. I'm in my mid-50s. I think there's stuff for everybody there, from boomers like me down to millennials, and you're going to find that your audience, whether they're into rock and roll, whether they're into bluegrass or the blues, there's all sorts of music out there that has these festivals tied into it. So it's really for a wide audience, and we try to share that type of content both on the blog site as well as on the Facebook page, so that people really know that it's a welcoming atmosphere. If I may, just for a moment, went to a festival recently up in North Central Florida, up in Live Oak at the Spirit of Suwannee Music Park, and it was a bluegrass festival. And there were grandparents with their grandkids. There were people like me. I went alone because nobody else could go with me. Not would go with me, but could go with me. And we had a great time. So a lot of these are family friendly, all comers welcome. So it's really a mix of the sort of demographic that would go, and it's really a fun time. You're enjoying music and you're out in the woods camping, so it's best of both worlds.
And it's RoadTripMojo.com. It sounds like a really cool deal, and And RVers love those festivals. And many of these festivals, the people that actually go there, they are RVers themselves. So what a cool deal.
Yeah, we're really enjoying it. Like you had said in one of the teasers earlier, you said they're smart, kind, and friendly. And that's what we find when we go to these festivals and we're camping with people. They're friendly. They'll help you set up. They'll help. When I got there alone, I needed help backing in because I needed a spotter. And I didn't, obviously, being alone, didn't have one. And one of the things we do with building community is we like to give things away. So for right now, people who might go to our Facebook page, Road Trip Mojo on Facebook, we're giving away a camping chair. If they go there, they like our post, tag a couple of friends in the post that's up there for the giveaway, they get a chance to win a – and we're always doing this, whether it's giving away a camping chair, hammocks, because everyone loves to hang out in a hammock when they're camping. And that's part of the community that we're building here so people can really enjoy themselves. And we welcome people to ask us questions, share where they're going to be. I think it's really a fun thing that we've gotten involved in here, and we only see it growing, whether for us or just people who are out there looking to enjoy their style of music and tap into their camping.
Jump in here. It sounds really interesting. I'd like to get you back on in a few weeks, but we got to jump and go all the way over to California now. Again, people can get more information at roadtripmojo.com. Best of luck to you, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Alan, thanks for having me.
All right, you take care.
Be well.